Blog Talk Radio.
What's the topic? We'll never run out of options. Fatherhood to justice, O'Shea and Mark drop the knowledge. These are times where we try for a peace of mind, organize and then reignite with these words from the other side.
We're two good brothers, unpacked, meaningful conversations centered in solutions that transmute the systemic energy of being black in America, where each episode is packed with inspirational messages and thought-provoking special guests. Come join us on the other side.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR, DB.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. On the other side, of, well, whatever that side you're crossing on over, right, brothers?
Yeah.
It's a lot of different versions of what that could mean for different people. But we just are happy that to be back with those who have joined us today. And we have something exciting that we're going to discuss. But before we launch into that, as always, we just want to acknowledge our brothers and sisters out there who have left us. We had two great people from the community. Greg Pate, who was a prolific writer, he passed away recently, and Virgil Abloh, who was a prolific and well-known designer. And both of those brothers left us recently. So we want to acknowledge them. And there's so many others that it's too many to acknowledge. But we just want to send, positive energy out there to our brothers and sisters who have left us by natural causes and by the hands of, people that should not have killed them, brother, whether that be police or brothers and sisters within their community, brother. So we just want to send positive energy out to the families that survive and the friends. But I think it's important, man. We're going to be talking about love today. And
I've really been
consumed with this concept, brother. And I've been thinking a lot about, the black community, man. And, we are overcomers. We are survivors. We evolve. But there's times that, I look, into my community, man, and I see us hurting one another. Mm-hmm. And that's in every community, man. But because I come from this community, the black community, when I see it happening, it hurts me, man. And I just want everyone to out there, brother, just realize that, we're all brothers and sisters. And we're all in this together, man. And if we can just wrap our arms around each other and love each other, we'll start moving away from some of the things that we do to harm each other. Is that okay, brother? Can I say that, brother?
Yes, you can, man. You done said it. Yes, you have, brother. So in that vein of love and our self-love and our topic for today, just to extend the light, love, and wonderful energy to, but we also have a grandmaster teacher, Baba, that transitioned, Baba Mary Kara of the Karaz Unity Center. Mm-hmm. He's been doing so much work for the community, for the world for that matter, and he recently transitioned. So I want to give acknowledgement and shouts to the beautiful work that the Karaz Unity Center has done, for so many years. And then just, his works, they say when an elder transition, it's like a library is burned to the ground. So, you know, we just know that he planted so many seeds over there, and we just give thanks for all the seeds that are sprouting up so these libraries will not be burnt to the ground. And on the topic of self-love in the community, brother, you are right on point, because we, Melanie, my wife, says we have to love ourselves more than other people do not like us. And I feel in the day and time of, yes, in social media, we see all these things that disconnect ourselves from ourselves. So when we can just sit back and it's interesting, brother, I was scrolling yesterday, and I just, usually I don't scroll in the a.m., you know, I wait to afternoon to check it here and then check it there. But I scrolled in the a.m., and it was nothing but bad news. It shocked me. I was like, wow. Like, so if we get up and we're being welcomed with bad news, and then we're then thinking about we got to pay bills, or we got to go get gas, or what are we going to eat tonight, or who did this, or why they did that. So all of these things, man, they pressure people, brother. And I feel that self-love is a way to relieve that pressure. We need relief, and we need it now, brother.
That's beautiful, brother. That, you know, brother, that's a, you know, something that you said is a couple of things. One, the idea of not jumping on so social media in the morning. So I by the way you said this, I know that's not a practice of yours. But
no, not at all. Right.
But in you doing it, you saw why it's not a practice.
Right.
As you said, you put all of this, it's so much information. Right. And as my wife, you know, always says, that our brains and our minds were not made to hold as much information as we consume. But the information that we are consuming is not good information. Right, it's not healthy information. So this information is bombarding our senses, man. And the thing with social media, when something is salacious enough or something really penetrates the awareness of people, it just gets played over and over again. So you're watching it, and then you'll see it on someone else's page from a different perspective, and then you see it on someone else's page, and then you're taking all of this in, man, and then you try to go out there, deal with the everyday life pressures, and by that time your mind is definitely not centered. Your mind is already in a semi-depressed state, and you don't even realize that, right? You just you said, you know, you get a cup of coffee, but we're not drinking a cup of Joe or a cup of coffee, brother. We're drinking, you know, poison.
And so
that permeates our system, man, and that really, it blocks us, man. It beta blocks our ability to really go out there and deal with the everyday pressure from a joyful perspective, right? From a perspective I welcome the challenges of the world. I'm going to go out here. I'm going to, you know, overcome. It's like, oh, I just got to get through the day. God just get through the day. And you take that spirit in every place you go. You take it to your workspace. You first probably take it to your family before you leave.
Right.
And you drop that negativity on them. So now they got it deposited in them. And then they also on social media, the children. So they now have their burdens, and now they got their own burdens. You may drop it on your loved ones. And then you go to work, man. And everyone you pass on the street, where we should be saying, hey, brother, what's going on? Like Marvin Gaye saw, hey, brother, what's going on, brother?
Yes,
it's like, I hope this so-and-so don't say nothing to me. We don't I don't even see people giving the nod as much, but
But I'm so glad you're dealing with this, because it needs to be dealt with, brother. And I do want to add a few things that when you were saying, like, how, you know, when we go out into the world, like we've already deposited whatever we're going to deposit in our home, and then we take that energy out to the world. And I feel that in order to get to self-love, first we have to stand guard at the doorway of our minds. Like, that's where the true fight began, our minds. Like, how are we going to fend off these vicious attacks of our mind? And what I'm saying is that society telling us what to think, how to think, when to think, and telling us what our responsibilities are. You know, you think about that word responsibility, it's the ability to respond. So how society is going to just tell us what our ability is to respond to what? You know, and then when we start dealing and choosing our responsibility, then that's when we be responsible. And you look at that word responsible, you get able to respond, responsible, able to respond. So not to what society says our responsibility. No, we're able to respond to what matters to us. And I feel that it boils down to our thoughts, man, what we're thinking, what's coming in every day.
That's beautiful, brother. And I'm going to use that as a segue, brother, to our topic of love. So, you know, society teaches us, they give us a definition of love and how to love. But we know that the way society has taught us to love, there's not a whole bunch of love being shown to ourselves and from without. So I just want to dive into this conversation, brother, about building true love with self-love. I want to start off by us really giving our understanding of what self-love is. So I want that as a jump off point. So I'll start with you, my brother. Give us, drop some jewels of what you consider to be self love.
Okay. First, for me, whenever I hear the word self, it's interchangeable with soul. So when you think of self, you think of soul. Like, you know, it's this great African proverb that says, know thyself. And I always felt that it meant know thy soul. So when we're talking about self-love, I'm thinking about soul love. Like, and what is the soul? It's the spirit inside of your body, right? So if you're dealing with soul love, like, you know, what is love? For me, love is the highest vibration, right? So it exudes itself from itself, similar to the sun. Whoever experiences it is truly alive. So you have the soul, which is inside the body. Then you have love, which is the highest vibration. So when I hear the term self-love, I feel the energy of loving yourself into wholeness. And how do you do that? It's so many ways that you can do that, but it has to be in joy. Like, it has to be through, you know, wise thoughts, through affirmation. Like, self-love, it takes work. Like, a lot of people throw it around loosely, like, hey, self-love this, self-love that, self-love everybody. But no, it takes work. You have to peel back the layers of what's happening in society with our minds. How can we love ourselves into wholeness when we're not even thinking our own thoughts, when we're being programmed on how to think and what love is? You look up love in a dictionary, it say a deep affection for someone, like almost in this lusting energy. That's not love.
That's so beautiful. That the way that's defined, it starts from without, as opposed to starting from within, right? Because you hear everyone talk about, well, you can't be happy with someone else unless you're happy with yourself, and so this transpose that you can't love unless you love yourself. So I love, brother, you know, the ideal of, you know, this, the love being the highest vibration. Right, it's the highest thing that you can work for, right? And so when you're at that level of that, or on that plane of love, when you're vibrating there, brother, that means that you are now creating. You are creating things. You're creating things with your mind, your soul.
Come on,
but,
brother.
As you said, brother, it's a practice. It doesn't happen overnight. And so we're gonna jump into that, brother. But I'm just gonna just drop just my thoughts about it. So when I think about self love, brother, I think about the willingness and desire to accept and exalt every part of yourself, even the so called broken parts. It's easy to look in the mirror when you've just come from the barber or this hair salon or you just got some new
makeup.
Come
on, brother.
When you just got some new, we got some new kicks or some new clothes. It's easy to look in front of a standing mirror and feel good about yourself.
Ooh.
But if you strip that down, and you strip that away, as the author Tara Brox talks about in her book, Radical Acceptance, when you're looking in the mirror of self, can you love what you see when all the adornments, when you strip the lights and the glittery balls from the Christmas tree, do you still love what you see? Is it still as beautiful? Can you still go outside with a smile on your face and feel good about it if your teeth are not as white as what you see on a Crest commercial or they're not as straight? Right,
wow.
So we're talking about self-love, brother. You're talking about loving yourself completely.
And it's interesting because when you and that was just good, brother. Oh, that was so good. Everything that you said, man. And then when you say self-love is loving yourself completely, and do you know that there are people who have never experienced loving themselves completely because they are told what love means, what love is, what love is not, and love aren't none of them things. You have to, love is an experience, right? You have to experience love, which is the highest vibration. Like, you could walk outside and just look at the trees, brother. Look at the ocean, brother. And that's love. Like, you are love. Mm-hmm. We are love. And love is not something that it should be thrown around loosely. You know, my wife and I named our daughter Love. Why we named our daughter Love is because she, before she came into this dimension, you know, she told us her name, and that was the name. Mm. And we was obedient with calling her what she was vibrating on, right? So it's like when you are vibrating on love, brother, you know, in that self-love, it's not something that's apart from you. Like, it's coming through you, and we just got to just be okay with exchanging that free energy because it moves freely between people,
it does,
between energies. Yes, freely. No condition.
And that's the thing about it. There's no, it's no condition, right? So you can't, love should be unconditional. That means that no matter what, you have to love, no matter what happens.
Right.
I'm not saying that you have to like everything, but you have to stay in a state of love, right? And when you point that at yourself, or when you point that definition or that understanding at yourself, you have to say, I have to love myself no matter what. Because if you don't love yourself conditionally, if you don't, as you said, walk outside and see, when you see beauty, if you don't see yourself connected to that beauty that you see, if you always see beauty outside of yourself, and you don't take time to really see the beauty within yourself, then, as you said, brother, there can be no exchange. Because what are you exchanging if you have not connected to the love within yourself, right? What you are exchanging are just platitudes and things that you have learned about what you think, what other people have interpreted love to be.
Come on, brother.
Right? And
so
you're not really exchanging your true self, right? And so self-love, man, it's easy. It's a word that seems so easy, and it's when you're looking at it. But when you really start to really try to employ and practice self-love, you realize that there's been so much that we have gone through in this society as a people that has put so many layers between us and our ability to really love us.
I love when you said that, our ability to love us, because let me share something with you, brother. And this is just my how I feel about the word love. Like, and when people think, and I used to think that I had the power to love someone else. Like, oh, you know, like, yeah, okay, I love you. Of course I love you. But do we truly have the power to love someone else? Because if we did, we'll have the power to take that love away. And we don't have the power to take love away. Like, we have the power to love ourselves into wholeness and exude what we or giving self to everybody that come in contact with us. But to say, oh, yeah, I love you today, and you do something, and I don't love you tomorrow, we don't got the power to do that. Love is love without any of our gives and takes.
Yes. That is beautiful, brother. And that's the thing, right? We come to a relationship, and as you said, brother, we believe that we are love, right? We believe that we have an understanding of love, and we have control over this thing when we are in the in relationship with others. So as you said, that when we fall out of the relationship, we can take that love, right? But that love is that love is not, we don't have ownership of it. We it's just being channeled through us for the moment.
Come on, brother.
And so when we think that we are taking something or hurting someone, if that person knows their self, if they understand and love themselves, then they'll be, well, that experience is over. That love experience is over, but the love in me still exists. And now I am going to, if I choose, I'm going to take this experience that's in me, this love experience, and I'm going to share it with someone else. But this person trying to hurt me, said, I don't love you. You're not worthy of love. If we believe that, if we don't love ourselves, then we'll fall into this stupor. We'll fall into this moment, brother, of depression, that we get stuck. We get stuck in this place where I can't be loved anymore because this person doesn't love me. Wow. But it's only through self-love, brother, that we realize that that's not true.
And, self-love really teaches us. Yes. No. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, please.
And so I really want us, brother, because I know a lot of people are struggling with this. Because I know that you know the black experience. I know the black experience. And I know that everything that we have gone through, everything that we have put through, it was to take our love away from us. And so that's why you see so much pain in our community, brother. You see so much pain and so much exchange of pain. It's not just a lack of money. It's not just poor schools. It's bigger than that, man. The institution that we've been given to work around and to work through and to play in, we've done the best we could with that. But it's the lack of understanding of how to really love ourselves, brother. So I really want to try to drop some things, man, to help people really get to a position where they can start loving themselves, man.
Wow, brother, man. This is... Man, this is a good one, people out there in the universe. This is a good one, man. So, some of the things that you was speaking, brother, I just love everything that you, man, that you're saying, man, how you vibrating and where this conversation is going. And then for people first, you know, people have to see the love in themselves before they can see it in anybody else. If you can't see the love that you are vibrating on, it's going to be very hard to see it in someone else, right? And then through self-love, we teach people how to treat us, you know? And it's like, I feel that we as a people, as an ebony people, should have more conversations in our home about love and what love is, especially with our children, you know, because our children's lives are at stake. We got technology, Instagram, social media, television, radio, movies, all of these things is telling our children what love is. And then if the parent is not counteracting that or not opposing that or not critically having a conversation about that, the child will grow into these delusions of what they feel love is, and they will search and search and search for that energy, which is not love. So what some of the things we can do is start holding these conversations. And I want to encourage people of the world to have a conversation with your family at home, even if it's uncomfortable, even if you feel that, oh, I don't know how to articulate that, or my parents never did talk to me about love. And that's the problem. Like, we grow up in households when we're not communicating as a family about these essential, you know, words that are just thrown around. But if we really turn them inside out, brother, they will in turn turn us inside out, and we'll be vibrating different.
That's beautiful. But I love when you said, what was that you just said? I wrote it down, brother. You dropped so much, brother. I try to keep it all together. But self-love, you said self-love teaches us how to love others. Right. Self-love teaches other people how we want to be loved and how we should be treated.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's beautiful, brother, because and it's such a simple but beautiful, profound idea that if you are not loving yourself, then you are not telling people, you're not showing people how you should be treated. And therefore, they are going to treat you how they want to treat you. And if they're not treating you by the golden rule, right, then they are misusing you. And it may not even be on purpose, brother, but it's how they were taught to love.
Come on, brother.
And so it's just a cycle we get into. And so once you get past that moment of euphoria in a relationship where you are just like, oh, my God, this person is so beautiful. Oh, my God, this and this. But then once you get to all of that is stripped away and you're sitting in the room across this person and there's two people who don't love themselves, how are they now transmuting and transferring love to one another? It's not that, man. It's the different places that they've learned love. And today, our youth, where are they getting their cues and understanding from? They're getting it from social media. They're getting it from porn sites. They're getting it from the music that they listen to. So all of these source materials that they're putting into their brain, it's not teaching them anything about self-love, but it's not teaching them how to really just appreciate, as I go back to my original definition, how to a part of yourself, even the parts that society says you should be ashamed of. You got blemishes on your face. Your hair doesn't fall right. You keep it not straight. You shouldn't love that part of yourself. Well, why not? My higher power made me this way. So why shouldn't I love myself? Every part of myself. And if you can't accept that, if you can't accept this way I am, if I'm a full body person and you can't accept that, that's your problem. That's not my problem. I don't have to go to some surgery and risk my life by getting a stomach tie, right? I don't have to go get facial surgery. I don't have to go get my teeth straightened just so you can be happy to then one day turn around and say, I found someone with straighter teeth. Right? Or I found someone who is more thinner than you. Because if you're chasing you're chasing someone else's version of what love is, you will always be lost. Always.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother. This is good. So, you know, when something came to mind when you were talking, and then it went back to what self-love is, and then it just popped in me for the first time. It popped in me this way, that self-love is the beat of your soul. And I'm going to say what I mean by that, because, let's define what love is. Love you know, the etymology of love, or let's just say in the term they call stethographics, that's the sound that the heart and lungs make that usually morph into words. And love is one of those words. So the etymology of it is lup, L-U-B, lup. It's the first beat of the heart. So that, the first beat of the heart morphed into the word love. So, and then when you're dealing with self, which I said self is another word for soul for me, and if love is the first beat of the heart, self-love is the beat of the soul, brother.
That's beautiful, brother. That's beautiful. You know, it's
but we out of rhythm as a people. We out of rhythm. We're not on the one, brother. We ain't on the one, man. And we're talking about getting back to the one. We got to get back to the one, brother.
Man, we need James Brown. He had his band on the one. And they did. They got put out, brother.
No, oh, my God, brother.
Yes,
oh,
we have to get back in sync with our true nature, brother, because our true nature is love. We've been distanced from that. It's as if someone put us on a train and just took us far, far away from our true self. Put us on boats, actually. That's what they did. But they took us away from ourselves, and we are finding it difficult now to understand why the things happen in our community the way they do. Why can't we get to a place where we see nothing but beauty and opulence when we look out our doors? Why can't we see Wakanda, every neighborhood, black neighborhood across America?
God.
And it's not because we don't have superpowers, brother. Our superpower is our ability to love ourselves.
Oh my God, brother! Right,
and so
right. That is a superpower. Yes,
it's a superpower, brother. Yes, and so I look at if I think about self love, brother, I think about like four domains or four areas. I like physical love, emotional love, mental love, and spiritual love. When you break it down in that sort of framework, and you look at how can you get to strengthen your love. You start looking at the areas in your life, right, where the world has continuously impacted and brought you away.
Right.
So if you're thinking about the physical, you start thinking about, well, how is my body doing physically? Am I okay?
Right.
Am I riddled with disease, or am I tired or fatigued all the time? Because if you are, that means you're not practicing physical love. And I'm not talking about having sex with someone. I'm talking about making love to yourself. Right. What are you doing to keep your physical intact? Then you talk about emotional love. Right. How is my mental state? I mean, how am I feeling emotionally? Am I angry all the time? Am I sad all the time? Do I hold anger? Does it not just pass through me once I experience it? Do I hold it in? Am I constantly frustrated or agitated? How am I making love to myself emotionally? And then
Come on, brother.
What's my mental state? How am I taking care of myself mentally?
Wow.
Right? If I need counseling, am I going to get counseling? Or if I need to have a conversation, am I finding the right people to talk to?
Yes.
And then
you've
been talking about the soul, brother. The last is the spiritual love.
Yes.
Am I connecting to as my higher self, my higher power? And so I look at those domains, brother, and I'm encouraging people to look at those domains very closely.
Yes, absolutely, because they're all, and what's beautiful, they're all colors of the soul. They're all one. So what you just described is holistic love, and love is holistic. And I feel that society has compartmentalized and put it in different boxes, and everybody have so many different definitions of what love is. So if we were to ask 50 people, tell us what self-love is, everybody would say something different. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's it goes back to how out of rhythm we are. And, you know, Father Amdin of the Watch Prophets says it so beautifully, saying he talks about there's nothing more beautiful than a functioning ebony community. You know, he talks about how you can pull up on any corner, you know, when he was growing up, and to just see the pulse of the community, to see the rhythm, it's just like, whoa, it's just mind-blowing. But now you look at the ebony community and what the rhythm look like, what the pulse look like, is not centered in that love that we're talking about this day, brother. And I feel that there's ways that we can get back that rhythm. However, it's an inside job. Like, we have to, it's just like if you're doing the electric slide, like one person start to do this, another person jump in, and before you know it, you got 50 people doing it together. But how about one person getting the rhythm of self-love, and then it adding and adding, and we look up, we got communities across the country all vibrating on self-love.
I love that, brother. I love the analogy of the electric slide, because it really, you know, when you see it, when you see people doing it, they're in perfect rhythm with one another. You talk about that rhythm and that beat, brother.
Yes.
I look at it, brother, and I'm like, I'm in awe when I see it. So, but Father Abdi is right, brother. A functional community is a self-loving community. Right, and each individual, each individual heart is beating in rhythm with the others.
Wow,
not necessarily the same. We're not the same. We're not clones, but we but we understand, brother, that they're that by loving ourselves, we are engulfing those around us. Our presence, brother, becomes inspiration.
Right,
but another thing you said, brother, you said it's an inside job. It we can't, we have to stop looking and taking our cues from without. We have to start looking, and that's not selfish, brother. That's not racist. It's none of that, brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's that
we have been
disconnected. It's like we've been disconnected, as you said, from the self or the soul. We've been disconnected from that.
Right,
and they tried to hide it from us, brother. But the problem is that they couldn't hide it from us, because they couldn't take it from us. They
know
so what they did. They did a Houdini on us, brother. They made us believe that they took something from us, but they never did, brother, because they can't take what's not theirs, right? So we've always had this self-love, but we've forgotten that. We've been hypnotized under this hypnotic sort of belief that it's not there, brother, but it's there. And we just, once we turn back to it, turn back to that love is waiting. It's been waiting, brother. It's been waiting there for so long. It's just waiting for us to turn to it and fall back in love with it. We got to fall in love with ourselves, brother. We have to look in the mirror. I keep using that example, brother. We have to look in the mirror, and no matter what we see, no matter what station in life we find ourselves right now, we got to say, I love that person. Now, because I love that person, I am going to go on a mission to make that person the best version that
Come
person
on, brother.
Can be. And that doesn't
Come
mean
on,
that
brother.
you don't like yourself. You don't go out and do nothing harmful to yourself. You don't go out and get some sort of surgery or something like that, unless it's going to save your life. But what does that mean, brother?
Right.
That means that if you are not eating healthy, that domain, that physical love, start eating more healthy. That means if you spend every waking hour on social media, you have to know that your mental love, it's really at a low level. It's at a low level, brother. And so there's no way that you can experience all of that turbulence, as you said. And we start, as you said, consuming it in the morning, from the morning through the night. We have the social media, it gives us how long we've been on. And some people have been on 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hours a
that's
day.
Crazy. That's crazy. And then, this, like you say, mm-hmm. in the morning, it have us mourning. And something else you said, mm. even in falling, yeah, I know, ain't that something? And then falling in love with yourself. I, man, that was so powerful. However, I want to encourage, too, that falling does hurt, brother. So we rather Ooh. Encourage people to walk in the love, you know, with Ooh. Themselves. Because
I love that, brother.
Because we don't want them to fall, brother. We don't want them
we
to fall.
We don't want them to fall, brother.
So, that, but brother. Everything that you, brother, everything that you're saying, brother, and to hear two men talk about love so freely, mm. so unapologetically, man. That takes mm-hmm. that takes a level of self-love to even mm-hmm. deal with this type of conversation, brother. I would love to see what the people out there feel about self-love and about love and brothers and sisters. Please let us know, you know, and leave us mm-hmm. a comment. Let us know how you feel. Let us know how you're loving yourself. Let us know even the way that you practice self-love, because a lot of people mm-hmm. say, you know, if they knew how to do it, they'll do it. Some of these things are like trigonometry to people because mm-hmm. they're so bogged down with the societal norms. I'm reading this book, brother, mm-hmm. right now called How to Own Your Mind. I'm going to mm-hmm. say that again, How to Own Your Mind. It's a fascinating book, you know. And in the energy of owning your mind, like, that's what we, if we're going to own anything, like even when we were as slaves, even when we, you mm-hmm. know, came across the mental passages, even when they would mm-hmm. whip us, even when they would do all of these things to separate us from our family, brother, they could never mm-hmm. take our minds. We would still, that's one thing they could never take is our ability to think whatever we wanted to think. And mm-hmm. but why has it been stripped from us now? Like, we're not thinking our own thoughts. And so how can mm-hmm. you love yourself or practice self-love when you're not even in control of your mind? Brother, mm-hmm. that's a very, it is literally impossible.
It is. It's impossible, brother, because if someone else controls your mind, that means that they're controlling every part of your destiny, every part of your being. And here's the thing, you know, you're so right when you talk about enslaved, you know, Africans. There's a book I read, and it's such a large book. I've read through most of it, called The Half Has Never Been Told by Edward Baptiste. And in it, he talks about how slave masters, they were dumbfounded. How at night the enslaved Africans would gather in circles and they would laugh and sing and dance. And they were like, man, we thought we took every part of their soul from them. How are they doing this? And they couldn't understand, brother, how through that grueling 12, 18-hour workday after that, they still had energy to show love to one another, laugh and sing. And it wasn't because they were foolish. It wasn't because they were happy to be slaves. It was because they said, this is a part of us that you don't own.
Come on, brother.
Our happiness. You don't own.
Brother, I just stood up. Come on, brother. I just stood up. This is so good, brother. This is so good. Yes.
And so they didn't understand, brother. And so. Wow. Because they didn't understand, because they said that, then they said, well, we have to figure out a different way. We have to distract them. We have to do a magician trick. We have to do something over here that makes them forget who they are. Make them forget the greatness that's in themselves. Make them forget that they survived the middle passage, as you said. Make them forget that they survived 319 years of brutal, the most brutal slavery ever in the annals of history. Make them forget that. Make them forget that they came through that intact. Still having the sense of family, having the sense of brotherhood and sisterhood. We have to make them forget that. And so that's what's happened, brother. And so I'm saying, and what we're saying, they made us forget, but they didn't take it away. It's still ours. That love is still theirs. And so all we have to do is turn, as I said, turn back around to it. Turn back around to it. And as you said, take ownership of our minds.
Take back ownership of our minds
and then welcome that love back into our life, brother. It's waiting there for us. It's like, okay, I'm going to tell.
Yes. Right, right. I'm here because I haven't went anywhere. I am here. I am here, man. It's just so powerful. And when you think about the mind, you think about the mind literally, you know, controls the body. How so? It's because it's mind, body, they're one. You know, like if your mind is vibrating in a particular way, your body will follow. That's just how it, it happens. And then what's interesting about your body is that it houses your soul, because we can only have a soul if we have a body. So it goes back to the mind, because if we don't have a body, our soul returns to spirit. So it goes back to the mind. So how are we going to control our own, our minds, brother? And that's what people got to know, that they have the power to do. One of the things, to just give people some solid action steps, one of the things is start to go on these technology cleanses and detoxes, and just find yourself sitting in nature. You know, pick up a book, read a book. Some people don't even know how to read right now, and that's okay. Like, you can to listen to, you know, beautiful music, and you know, just get into these conversations, man. I know people who can't quote unquote read, but man, you get them in a conversation, man, they are so beautiful with articulating themselves, and you would never know that they didn't know how to read. So I'm saying that we have to stop being intimidated, right? With, because we come from an oral history. We come from where words come out our mouths wet. And as D. Black say, one of our big brothers, they come out into a fertile universe, and they're going to give birth to something, whether negative or positive. So watch your mouth. And I feel if people watch what they say and start speaking life into their life, you know, it'll be simpler to own your own mind. But we got to speak life. We can't speak what the program is telling us to speak, because the program is designed to control, divide, and destroy us.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother. Look at this. You dropping so many jewels over here. I'm going to pick him up.
Man,
and go
you
shop.
Is too, man. Man, I'm just happy to be in this conversation, brother. Oh, my God.
I love the steps you said, brother. Get into nature. Read.
Yeah.
Listen to beautiful music, uplifting music. Have conversations. Yeah. Speak life with those words, brother. I love all of that, brother. And I would just add, if you're in nature and you're seeing beautiful things, just realize that you are connected to that. There's no separation between you and the molecules that make up those things that you're watching. You know what I'm saying? So as you sit there admiring those beautiful flowers, just know that they're looking at you and saying, look at that beautiful person looking at us.
Right. Right. Oh, that's good. Yes, yes.
And so we just have to, brother, just have a moment, man, where we just slow down. And we just start, as a community, just start looking at ourselves, brother, and just say to ourselves, I'm beautiful. I'm worthy of grace.
Yes.
I'm worthy of love because I am love.
Come on,
and just
brother.
Believe that, man.
Yes,
you know,
believe that.
Once you said, and that's the thing, brother, once you said, once you get that thought in your mind, and you believe that thought, there's no way then to stop the actions that will follow. There's just
no way to stop that, brother.
It's going to get you up. It's going to move you from the space that you're in, and it's going to drive you to find more information
Right.
Really connect more to that love. How can I connect more to this feeling? Because once you love yourself, it's such a beautiful feeling. You want that love more and more. We substituted those feelings with drugs and sex and overindulgence and gambling and porn. These things that we're distracted by, all these things that give us a titillation for a moment, we have to indulge it more and more and more because it's not real. What is real is self-love.
Right. Self-love is real. And I love what you said, like those things that we indulge in. People, you know, say, I need this, I need that, and I need that. But the reason why people indulge in these things is because once you start, you're going to get more. Like you sent out a signal, and you're vibrationally matched to that signal, and that's going to start coming in because they know they can broadcast with you. It can go over your airwaves. And that's the same thing with love. When you start doing this self-love, when you start loving yourself into wholeness, it is a signal. It will broadcast, and then other light and loving and things will just find you because that's what you're vibrationally matched to, brother. And that's what it is. Like if someone always thought about, okay, I need to go out and rob somebody today, and even if they didn't even commit it, but if that's what's on your mind, your day is going to be filled with energy that's going to come for you on that, in that element. And I feel that when we vibrate on the element that we're desiring to manifest, we have to be really mindful what we call it. We have to define it for ourselves to make sure that it matches our desire, and then let the universe do what the universe do.
Let it broadcast it, as you said, brother. Yeah. You know what? For some reason, I was thinking when you said broadcast, it brought my mind to a DJ, famous DJ in New York called Frankie Crocker. And he would say at the start of his thing, WBLS, number one. So what we're going to broadcast is WLOVE. Love. Now, we want everyone to tune into that broadcast. Every day, brother, we want everyone to tune their mental dial to that, and we want people to listen to the rhythm and the heartbeat of the sounds that come out of that experience, brother, because it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
You just
brother.
Did that, brother, so much justice and love, brother. Oh, my God, you channeled, man. You went right into it. I thought I was listening to him. I was like, let me sit down and see what he's talking about. Man, that was beautiful, brother. Yes, man, yes.
We have to do it, man. This has been such a beautiful conversation, man. And here's something you said earlier, man. You said that two men talking this way, you know, it goes against the ideas of what two masculine, because we're both two masculine men, right?
Absolutely.
It goes
straight
against
up.
The ideal of what masculine men would talk about.
Have
our conversation about self-love. Right?
Come on, brother. Come on, brother.
I just encourage the brothers out there, if you're listening, brothers, just start, as Brother O'Shea says, start having these conversations wherever you are. In the barbershops, on a sports field, just hanging out. Just start talking about how we can connect to loving ourselves so we can start putting that love, so we can start broadcasting that love from within, without.
That's because our children.
Goal, man.
Our children are watching. Mm-hmm. They're listening. Mm-hmm. They're imitating. They are knowing what you're vibrating on. So if people don't want to do it for themselves, do it for these babies, man. These babies, they need to see more people loving themselves so they don't have to go out and search for love from somebody that's going to crush their hearts, right? And stuff on it and do not move into the next, you know, level of their growth and development. They need to see people loving themselves, people engaging in love, right? You know,
in
so
love,
many of these
that,
babies, they don't see it, brother. They don't.
We only think our children live in our homes, brother, but they live in our minds, man.
Yeah.
And so everything
wow.
that we think, all these thoughts that we're thinking, they are as we get them, they are downloading it into their minds. And so
come
if
on,
we're
brother.
Not sending love, how to love self, you're right, brother. They're not going to know. And so when they go outside of our homes, they will get involved in situations that will be hurtful for them because they won't know. They won't get a signal. They won't get an internal signal. Their soul won't
right.
say to them that this is not love. I'm not loving myself
oh,
by
on,
being
brother.
In this
come
type
on,
of relationship. I'm not loving
come
myself
on,
if you're brother. Telling me to go down and do something hurtful to myself
right.
and my community. That's not love.
Right.
And that starts in the home, brother. That starts parent to child.
Right. Right.
That's the concept.
And we have
that's
to get our
connection.
Right. That's the first connection, and we have to get our children, our grandchildren, our young people off of technology so much.
Because
I'm going to tell you, brother, if they are on technology all the time, that's the reason why when we go out into the world, into society, everybody is not connecting. They're not looking up and saying, how you doing? You okay, brother? You okay, sister? Because they are programmed not to have real interactions with people. They don't know about that. But if you take technology away from a child, the one thing, parent, that you must be able to do is replace it with love.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Absolutely.
Love. And if you replace
more.
It with love, they're going
to
jump on it, and they're not even going to miss technology. But many parents give the child technology because the parent trying to get a break. But what they don't know is that they're breaking that child in half.
Brother, that's so true, brother. I think about when I see these incidences of violence, and I see all of these, like when someone's hurting someone on the street or some woman is getting hurt, I forget where it was, and all these men had their phones out, and they were recording the abuse as opposed to stepping in. It was on the train, I think, in Philly, that, you know, it was everyone just recording the abuse as opposed to stepping in. So they're so connected to these tech. It's like, well, I got to, this is going to get me some likes. I'm going to post this. As opposed to not being so connected to those devices, like it's a new appendix, but being connected to love itself. And love, when you love yourself, you see beauty in someone else. So you're not going to want to see someone else get hurt because you see the connection. You see yourself in others. You see the God in yourself.
Brother.
You see that in others, right? And so, but you're right, brother. It starts by having a tech diet, right? Well, a tech is not, you don't like to use the word diet. A tech living. How what's the right way to say it, brother?
Living. You said it, brother. You said
it. There you go. You just got to just separate. I mean, that doesn't mean take it away completely. That just means.
Right. No, not at all, because technology has its place. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It can be a very beautiful tool when used in moderation. But if you're depending on it, that's when it will take over you and you will become it.
You will become it, brother. So, brother, we have the 2-minute mark. Is there any just final words you want to drop, brother, just so we can send the audience off? Just I feel so full right now, brother. But any little dessert nuggets you want to drop? Because we gave them a full meal, brother.
Oh my brother. So the only thing that I would say is, continue to love yourself into wholeness and just know that you all are the miracles that you've been asking for. You don't have to ask any longer. You just have to be. Be you, be love, and we will see you on the other side.
That's all that needs to be said, brother. We'll see you next time on the other side. As my brother
yes,
say, peace.
Peace. All right, good brother. To be continued. All right.